Now time for a locker room chat with Valley Heights girls and basketball coach Jordan Brockstrom. After a couple of games from this past week, coach, we'll start off with your guys' win at Centralia, 54-42 victory. Big one for you guys. Your thoughts?
Yeah, we knew it'd be a tough game going into it, and figured we'd get a much better look from Centralia than we did in the tournament. And I think they're playing better as a team, and you know, fortunately, we were able to hold them at bay through three quarters and kind of develop a little bit of a lead and then maintain that lead throughout the fourth. We just kind of, it became a matter of us hitting free throws down the stretch, and our girls were able to do that to secure the victory.
Coach, how proud were you of your girls to hold Owen Dieter, Centralia's top scorer, to just 5 points in three quarters? I mean, you know how aggressive they are, how they like to use her. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, she's obviously, when you play Centralia, she's the key focal point of their offensive production. So we figured if we could limit her, then we'd be able to limit their scoring. And in the first half, Haverkamp was hitting some shots for them that kept it close. But when, you know, we knew that Dieter's girl would really kind of turn it on in the fourth quarter, and she started being a lot more aggressive and shooting a lot more in the fourth, and she hit some shots, but overall it was how we played her defensively.
And, Coach, you guys started the game down 10-6. You guys were able to bounce back and have a big second quarter. How big was that second quarter for you guys getting things going offensively?
Well, I think it was about kind of settling into the game, and, you know, they were hitting some shots, and the momentum was maybe shifting toward their side. But you know, we knew they'd knock down some shots, but we figured we were hoping at least that it wouldn't last, and that's kind of how it happened. I think they went a little cold, and we were able to maintain a consistent level of play, and it helped us develop a little bit of a lead. But yeah, it was nice to get a cushion, and then against Centralia, you know, they're going to come back hard and play to the final buzzer. And so it was just about playing smart and maintaining the lead and taking care of the ball late in the game.
Then after that on Tuesday, you guys fall to Clifton Clyde, a very good Eagles team, final score 56-39. Your thoughts on that one?
Yeah, well, it was close through three quarters, and then we had an absolutely abysmal fourth quarter where it really looked like we kind of forgot entirely how to play the game. The Clifton Clyde ramped up their pressure, and we did not handle it well, and you know, up until last night, up until Tuesday's game, we'd done a pretty good job of handling, you know, good full court pressure, but they really got after us, and it was physical, and our girls were weak with the ball, and it resulted in turnover after turnover, and Clifton Clyde capitalized it on every possession. So we just felt the game turning against us, I think, and our girls, they kind of lost confidence in the game toward the end of it, and it turned into a blowout win for Clifton Clyde. But, you know, through three quarters we played all right, but that fourth quarter was really ugly for us.
And, Coach, one more game until Acacia sees your guys' sub-state tournament. As of right now, you would be on the road as the 5-seed. How important is it for you guys to finish strong and try to get a home game?
Well, I mean, I don't know if I don't know if we can now, the way the records look. I think it looks like we're going to be on the road, and it's just a matter of figuring out who we're going to play, either Pleasant Ridge or Jeff County North, and we know that, you know, our sub-state's really tough. So, but that being said, we think there's a handful of teams that could come out of it, and I'd like to think that we're in the mix of that conversation. So, ultimately, we just need to take care of business and play clean basketball. If we play like we have been the last month, we'll give ourselves a chance. But if we play like we did in the fourth quarter against Clifton Clyde, then that'll be a different look, and we'll kind of have an early out to our season. That's the last thing that we want. But whether it's at home or away, we just need to focus on ourselves and bring a good quality of play.
Good stuff, Coach. Really appreciate that. Best of luck coming up against the Buffaloes on Friday, and I look forward to talking to you again for the final time next week.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
That was Valley Heights girls and basketball coach Jordan Brockstrom here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies.